A cat leaped out of a stinking can of trash and bolted between Fallon and McGregor. McGregor smiled, but the smile faded instantly. The cat wasn't alone in the alley. Four men came from behind a mountain of trash. Two carried baseball bats. Brass knuckles reflected off the right hand of another man. The fourth and tallest wielded a knife. Fallon glanced behind him. Two other men, armed with revolvers, approached from the side street.
You carrying a gun?
It's illegal to carry a weapon in Chicago, especially for a hard timer out on parole.
The four men coming down the alley began to spread out.
You have a gun, don't you? Not to see you off at the station.
Fallon stepped away from the detective.
You take the ones coming up the alley.
There are only two of them.
Yeah, but I have experience in this kind of fighting. Besides, those two seem to have guns.
The feral cat suddenly bolted off a box of garbage and raced toward the four men.
You're as yellow as a petticoat!
Shut up!
The brute bent to pick up the bat.
Not for Takami!
He's right, let's get to it!
Fallon had stopped at the narrowest passage in the alley, where only three men could get through at a time.
Well, three against one is better than four against one.
Damn you!
McGregor had started the row with the other two men. Fallon studied the trash near and all around him. The four men reached the mountain of refuse. One of the men carrying a baseball bat stopped and nodded at the one who sported the brass knuckles. These two stepped down the narrow pathway. The pole with the knife and the other one with a baseball bat started in behind them. Fallon grabbed a rusty horseshoe that was lying atop a busted wooden crate nearby. The man with the brass knuckles fell into a pile of trash.
Kill him!
And one of the baseball bat slingers promptly tripped over him. Before he could get up, Fallon slammed the busted crate down on his head, just in time to bury his foot in the crotch of the other baseball bat slinger. As long as the thug was bent over, clutching himself, Fallon drove a knee into his chin. Only the giant Polish knife wielder was still upright.
Zabijecie!
After 10 years in the penitentiary at Joliet, Harry Fallon was hardly scared of a knife. He picked up the bigger of the two bats. The giant with the knife backed up. Fallon hurtled over the mass of unconscious men, but slipped on the wet ground and slammed against the trash. Still, he managed to keep his feet as the knife swept past his stomach. The momentum of the pole's desperate swing sent him into some rotting woolen blankets. Fallon started toward him, but something grabbed his foot. He rolled over and saw the ruined face of the attacker who had eaten the rusted horseshoe. Hatred filled his eyes, and a derringer filled his left hand. He brought the little pocket pistol up. Fallon sent his boot heel into the man's forehead. He thought briefly about scrambling for the derringer, but saw the flash of a blade. He managed to grab the giant's wrist, thrust his knees into the man's chest, and rock back. The man rolled over, but Fallon was rolling too. He saw that the man still gripped the knife. Fallon grabbed the baseball bat as he backed out of the narrow passageway on hand and knees. Once he had more room to operate, he used the bat to help push himself back to his feet. Still in the canyon of trash and other foul matter, the tough came at him, crouching, slashing the knife from side to side. The man grinned, but Fallon knew the criminal was hurting. On the other hand, Fallon wasn't feeling all that good himself. The big man straightened when he had cleared the trash piles. Fallon looked up into the man's pale eyes. He had to be at least 6'6".
Hell.
Fallon charged, swinging the bat. The brute stumbled back toward the trash. Fallon stepped on a bottle. He rolled over, saw the man coming at him again. He rolled to his left, over the bat, and the attacker stumbled past him. That gave Fallon time to pick up the bat and struggle to his feet. The man spun around, shifted the knife to his left hand, and stopped. He grinned and spread his legs. That's what gave Fallon the idea. He brought the bat down to his right side and used his left hand to wipe his brow. The man's face went white. The knife clattered on the ground as the giant's hands reached for his groin. And as the man sank to his knees, Fallon brought the baseball bat up, preparing to bring it down on the big man's head. He couldn't do it. Joliet and Yuma had hardened Fallon, but not that much.